Okay, we will call the joint review board meeting for the Madison TIF District of August 28th, 2024 to order. Do a roll call of the board members. If I could just ask you to state your name just for the record as well as your, I'll say the organization.
Matt, are we pushing the button on this?
That would help, yes. Just it'll light up, the little green piece will light up. There should be enough slack there to get there. I appreciate it. Just to help with the recording that we'll post. So Village River Forest, Matt Walsh, Village Administrator is present. County of Cook. River Forest Township.
John Beckfar, Township Supervisor, BECDAR.
Thank you. Trenton Community College District 504. River Forest Public Schools District 90.
Anthony Cozy, Chief Operations Officer.
Thank you. Oak Park River Forest High School District 200.
Tony Arbogast, Assistant Superintendent for Business Services.
Thank you, Tony. River Forest Park District. And then public member.
Susan Altair.
Thank you. Just before proceeding, I'd like to note that there's five members present. There is no quorum requirement for joint review board meetings. However, we do have a majority of the representatives here present tonight. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for the last meeting back in February of 2023. If I could have a motion to approve those minutes or if there's any comments or changes.
Motion or enforcement.
There a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Great, thank you. So the next item is the review of the TIF annual report and activities within the TIF district. Rosie McAdams, our finance director, is under the weather. She's the one on Zoom right now. So I'm gonna do a bulk of the discussion of it. If there's any other questions that I can't answer, we can't get Rosie on the line, I'd be happy to share that after the meeting. This is specific to activities in fiscal year 23. So that goes from May of 2022 through April 2023. Each year we are required to submit an annual report detailing the expenditures and any other activities in the TIF district. That report is included as a packet. I think the main piece, and there could be questions throughout if anyone wants to add anything. I think the most relevant piece in here is the last attachment. It just details all of the expenditures in fiscal year 23 that were attributed to the Madison Street TIF fund. This was the beginning of the demolition of the properties in the Madison Street TIF district on at the LCFS building and the two residential properties. So a bulk of the expenditures that are shown are regarding the early stages of that, including the money spent on historical survey that was required by the State Historical Preservation Office in order to get a grant that ended up offsetting the cost of the demolition project. So that's the Gene Guarino vendor that's shown in that report. There's also monies in there for some of the asbestos abatement and testing that needed to take place during that project. Again, this is only through April of 2023, so a lot more money was spent in fiscal year 24 for a bulk of the physical demolition that took place there. And then there's also some monies there for McAdam Landscaping. We have a contract with Forest Park to split the cost of the landscaping that takes place along the streetscape on Madison Street. So that's the kind of overview of what was spent. I'll also point out that there was money spent during this time to Housley and Levine for planning consulting services. This again was also the early stages of the discussion on whether the village should amend their zone, amend our zoning code to enable economic development, and that was the early stages of that process are shown here in the expenditures. That project ended up going through this year. There might be between fiscal 23 and fiscal 24, there will be continued expenditure shown for that piece of it. With that, are there any questions on the expenditures or the report?
I have three questions.
Sure.
Matt. So the first question is, so this is 2023, which went through April. When do you anticipate that the board would see, or this group would see, the 2024 fiscal year report?
So the report will be completed in December or January of this upcoming season. So the deadline for completing that will be December of 2024, after our audit is completed, looking back at fiscal 24.
Okay. And the second topic, which I already emailed you on in advance, so I know you're not going to be surprised by this question. What communications are we sending out to residents who live in the TIF district? As the township, we receive calls, and thank you, and yes, as I mentioned, your assistance was greatly appreciated in clarifying some of that information for residents. But I know a lot of residents, when they see their new property tax bills, the TIF district was more prominently displayed on there, which resulted in phone calls, which tells me that we have an opportunity to better educate people about what a TIF district is and how that works. What are your thoughts about putting a more proactive communication out to residents on an annual basis or semi-annual basis so they understand what is happening? Because if I look at the expenses, I don't see a lot of expenses on communication.
Sure. No, that's a fair point. There wasn't anything sent out proactively in terms of the property taxes. I know we got calls as well, and the way that the property taxes are shown, there is a top line item for TIF district residents and property owners did have that line item showing a bulk of where the property taxes were going. So I think that that's definitely something we're open to try and alleviate and explain what's going on and why it's shown like that, and also why that doesn't necessarily make your property taxes higher than someone that's not in the TIF district. I think that would be helpful. So exactly what that'll look like, I'm not sure. You are right, that could be a TIF eligible fund, I believe. I have to double check that. I think that's something we'd be
open to consider. And the third question then is related to the expenses for the consulting services. When would we see such a consulting services report? Because I understand I'm new to this, and maybe the report has been distributed to this group. But even a preliminary report would be good for us to understand what the benefit of the payment we've made to them and what type of work product have we seen.
Sure. I think I can share a summary of what went into that. It was kind of a long project in this case, but we do have that information and can share that with the group.
Okay, and I one question that I have is like the Housel Living and some of the other consulting services. Are all of those costs living in the Madison Street TIF district and not in the North Avenue?
No. In the case of the Housel Living, those were split evenly between the North Avenue and Madison Street TIF districts. Because at least at the outset of that project, it was looking at the zoning restrictions for both corridors. The reason that that was initiated was to look at ways to bring economic development to the TIF corridors. So those were split between the two TIF districts. There's other projects on here. The Thomas Engineering was regarding the village-wide traffic study. So that was both TIF districts, but also the general fund for the village. So it's kind of split up in those pieces.
Okay. And then just a question of like the difference between the consulting services that have Northern Environmental Development costs in them, and then the other improvements that also has Northern Environmental Development. I'm just curious of what the difference is between those classifications.
Right, I think that I would have to, I'll double check this, but I know that Northern Environmental did kind of two different pieces. One was the actual testing before there was or testing of samples in order to get to share that update with the other agencies. The other piece that the 14475 for the other improvements was the monitoring of the abatement work, so like during the actual demolition. So it was kind of before the demolition and as it was ongoing was the rationale there, because it was part of the monitoring of the work as it was performed.
Okay, that makes sense. And then I'm just wondering, because that, like the document that has all the detailed expenses, which thank you, because that was an addition from last year that I appreciate. I'm curious though, because that's not in the actual paperwork that was filed. So does that mean that detail is not reviewed by the auditor that's looking at the report?
No, that is not what that means, because the report that ends up being submitted, all of these costs are included in the village-wide audit. This is a part we can share a report at any time for expenditures that are made. So although they weren't detailed specifically in the preparation of the report, the auditor still reviewed the documentation for any expenditures in all of our funds, including the TIF district.
Okay. I was just curious why, because there is the place in the actual report where you can put in expenditures
over that amount,
over $10,000, right, and that's not filled out. So I was just curious why.
I don't have a specific answer as to why. I think that because there was relatively a few of them, it just...
Okay, yeah, it was a section.
Yeah,
0.2B
I know.
Is the one that, yeah. Okay. And then the, for future reference, like the listening meetings, I don't remember what they're called, that are coming
right
up, will those hit this as well?
No, that is not the intent, because we're, I think issues or conversations might not be just relevant to the TIF district. I think we want to make sure to keep expenditures from the TIF district specific to the actual development of the along the corridor. I think that's certainly part of those conversations, but that will likely come from either our communications in our general fund or kind of community outreach or programs.
Okay. And then I think my final question, sorry. So I know that, actually I have two questions.
Sure.
The another part of the report had a space, here, let me just find it, for, yeah, so it's page 2 of section 32A. There was an area for costs of eliminating or removing contaminants and other impediments, and there wasn't anything filled out for that. So I was curious why the asbestos abatement was not included there.
I think that the reasoning there is that it wasn't solely a project to remediate a property that had contaminants. It was the demolition, so those costs were that part of that larger project that's shown under the capital outlay section a little bit below.
Okay. I mean, just for the sake of transparency,
yeah.
I would love to see more detail put into
that's
the
fair
report and not just in the list at the end. Oh, and then I know that there was a grant that is paying for some of the demolition, so will the, I'm assuming that that was probably, that's paid after the fact.
Correct.
Right? So,
correct.
So in future reports, like once that funding would hit, that would be reflected at that point?
Yes, none of the funds from the state had been received by this point. I think about $100,000 that has been paid to the village. We're still waiting for the final payouts for that, but yes, that will be reflected on the next report and probably the one after that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, here's my agenda here. Are there any other questions? Is there any public comment for the next one? Okay. Is there anything else for the good of the record before our North Avenue discussion? Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you. How's the beginning of the school year going?
Crazy.
Yeah, sure.
We have a lot of construction too going on, so making that all work.
Have a nice evening.
School.
Assuming.
Yeah.
What was it?
Now we have the next meeting, but you're
yes, we do.
You're only for Madison.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
All right, Dean, you're up to sit up here.
I don't live in two homes. Just
yeah, for sure. Thanks, man. Absolutely. Thanks for all your help in the past.
Do you prefer Dean or Constantine?
Dean is
Dean. Okay.
Perfect.
It comes up as Constantine on the phone, so I wasn't sure. I got to keep it straight.
That's my... No de plume.
Yeah, sure. Okay. We will go ahead and call the Joint Review Board meeting for the North Avenue TIF District of Wednesday, August 28th, 2024 to order at 6:22 p.m. Before the roll call for the Joint Review Board members, I want to, I'm going to seek a nomination in a second to include a new public member for the North Avenue District. Our past member either moved or just lost contact with the village some time ago. So Dean Politis owns property in the North Avenue District and has accepted an invitation to sit on the board, and we appreciate that. So if I could have a motion to appoint Dean Politis as the public member.
So move for a fourth.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
There's not too many options, right? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, great. And then we'll just run through the roll call again. Okay. Member of Village River Forest, Matt Walsh is the representative. County of Cook. River Forest Township.
John Bedfar, Township Supervisor.
Thank you, John. Trenton Community College District 504. River Forest School District 90.
Anthony Cozy, Chief Operations Officer.
Thank you. Oak Park River Forest School District 200.
Tony Arguez, Assistant Superintendent for Business Services.
Thank you. River Forest Park District. And public member.
Dean Poit is property owner.
Thank you. For the record, as I stated with the Madison Street TIF district, there are no quorum requirements for joint review board meetings. However, we do have five members of the eight present here tonight. And moving on, do I have a motion to approve the minutes of the February 15th, 2023 meeting?
Motion.
Thank you. There's
second. Second, Member Forrest.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Great, thank you. Okay, what's here? All right, moving on to the next item is overview of the annual report for the North Avenue TIF District. This is for fiscal year 2023, so this will cover activities from May of 2022 through April 2023, and the report that's required by the state was included in the packet. But I want to highlight some of the expenditures that were used during this time. There's a couple here. So Good Earth is shown on the expenditure list. That was for holiday decorations for the North Avenue corridor. I had to check that. I was like, wait, why is that in the North Avenue district? And then also there's money spent on planning consulting to John Hauziel's firm, Hauziel Levine. That was the other half of the planning consulting fees that we discussed a little bit earlier. That was looking at the zoning restrictions that apply to the North Avenue corridor. And there will be additional funds shown in the next report and the report after that for that project that came to a close earlier this calendar year. And then also there's monies for Thomas Engineering. They are our village-wide traffic consultant, and they helped. They looked throughout the village, but how the expenditure was split up included North Avenue and Madison Street TIF districts, as well as our general fund. And then the Village of Elmwood Park is shown there as well. The village and Elmwood Park entered into an IGA for streetscape improvements along North Avenue. So this is the first stages of the phase one engineering and design for that project. That project, the current status of that is the phase one engineering is nearly complete, and we are close to being able to have a open house to kind of show those concept designs. We are currently seeking the release of grant funds from the state to ensure that that project will happen. The state has included funds in its last few budgets to upgrade North Avenue from First Avenue all the way to Cicero Avenue. So our stretch from Thatcher to Harlem is just a small part of that, but in only a small part of those grant funds have been released to date. So we are trying to make sure that Elmwood Park and River Forest are first in line to receive that grant funding so that we can kind of upgrade that corridor. Aside from that, are there any questions on the report or any activities in the TIF district?
Well, I'll just make the same question just so we have it for each
yep.
separately. When are we anticipating seeing the next fiscal year, given this is more than a year's career?
Right. So, correct. Yeah, but for the record, no, I appreciate that, John. Yeah, so that the annual report will be submitted at the end of this calendar year 2024, and we will look to have our next joint review board meeting in January of 2025.
January specifically. And then
to stick to it.
Just like the other TIF district, I do encourage us to consider more proactive communications to the residents, because this is obviously formed several years ago and new residents have come in, and there isn't always good proactive communication. So I do recommend that we think about spending some type of proactive communication, so we explain what the goal is of the TIF and what it means to be in a TIF district, and you know, what type of expectations there should be.
And I'll repeat my comments before that. Yes, I think that is something we wouldn't want to just do for one TIF district in this case. It's the same impact, although there's understandably a lot more attention given the activity down on Madison Street. We don't want to forget about our residents and business owners on North Avenue.
And then you already addressed the consulting services question about the open house forthcoming. So,
thank you.
So, quick question: do they have any timeline as to when they're going to start with improvement? I remember almost a year and a half ago hearing a little something about this and kind of mirroring the Harlem to Park Avenue kind of look.
Right. I don't have a great answer on that because of some of the funding challenges that are coming with it. I will say that the IDOT has a project that they are prioritizing for next, probably late next calendar year, 2025 or early 2026, to at least resurface North Avenue. We are hoping that our project will align with that because we don't want to see the street torn up twice. I think that would be a foolish use of resources and a nightmare for everyone that uses North Avenue. So I would say that by 2026, there will be a project there. The scope of that is still kind of up in the air at this time.
As part of that, or as part of the TIF, do you see changes in traffic flow or anything being implemented, you know, now that they built the Rush facility there?
We had the director of IDOT came out and met with Representative Lilly and a couple of representatives from the different villages along North Avenue. And that was discussed because as we were doing our little tour, of course, it was being constructed. I can't list anything specific for that, but it's definitely part of the consideration. Obviously, there's going to be a lot more activity on that corner, at least. And I know there are some other developments a little further north and east on the Chicago side that were a concern for some of the other people at that meeting, too. Whether it's kind of controlling, I think the traffic signal itself is probably going to be the most impacted. Maybe the timing of that's different to try and exactly trying to get the left turn lane that's blocking the other lanes to try and figure that. I can't speak exactly to what will go into that. I'll say that a lot of the things that the communities advocate for those streetscape projects, like, because we want to slow down traffic, really, or make it safer, really, which usually means slowing down traffic, making pedestrian crosswalks shorter, narrowing the road to slow down traffic. That's not necessarily the priority for IDOT always, because they want to see vehicles get from A to B. So there's kind of a tension between the two. But I think that tour and some of the other information we have are was kind of eye-opening to that. It's a scary corridor to cross.
So I don't know if this is germane to this conversation. I apologize, first time ever.
No, please. Thanks.
Stepping out. To that point, have you had conversations with Elmwood Park safety crossing North Avenue? You know, you've got their restaurant road there. You know, it's super narrow there. You've got Johnny's. It's always a cluster right there with Johnny's.
Yeah, I think that's what's helpful about the arrangement here is that it's both villages working together, sitting on the same meeting, same consultant to kind of work through that, which helps a challenge to putting, you know, you'll see kind of like refuge islands and other corridors or in the city to try and, for folks that can't make it all the way across or sitting in the middle. the challenge there is that that might eliminate parking on one side. And is that worth it to the business, especially on that side where it affects it? And it's also that Restaurant Row is, in the scheme of things, relatively close to the light at Lathrop. So a second light or another traffic thing there is not necessarily what IDOT likes to see, because you don't want to have so many stops in a row on a state route like that. But we are trying to address that with trying to think of better ways for food pickup cars that are cause a lot of headaches, especially over on that side. Cars start backing up, you're turning left onto 75th or whichever one is right there by Johnny's. It gets you're taking a left there and traffic from North Avenue is coming. It's not safe. So those are being considered, and there's been conversations with some of those restaurant owners there about it.
Thanks.
Is there anything else? Public comment?
I'm Margie Secunder, River Oaks Drive. I just had two quick comments. One is, it's been 18 months since the original meeting was scheduled. It'd be great if they don't normally take that long to schedule. I know there are conflicts, but the next one's in, what, 4.5 months scheduled anyway. The other one was, I'm delighted there's a public member for the North Avenue TIF. I know it's been a while since there's been one. I wondered when Dr. Politis was invited. When was he invited to join? I know he is now, as of this meeting, a public member.
Correct. So there were efforts to track down the past public member, and I reached out to Dr. Politis here earlier this month to join the meeting.
Okay, thank you. I asked because I had raised it with Deputy Clerk Masella early this week. One other note on this township supervisor's comment. There was a meeting a while ago. There was a large meeting of attendees, a large group of attendees in the Madison TIF. And there was one person on the North Avenue TIF who attended. And I attribute that to lack of communication about the meetings. So going forward, I dovetail with the township supervisor. They need to be broadly communicated. You usually need to invite people three times before you get them there. But I think they're a critical part as we go forward. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty.
If I could comment on that comment, I will also add that even in the village newsletter from Friday of last week did not mention tonight's meeting. And so that was another opportunity for us as we think about the January meeting, is we do want public participation, at least awareness of the meetings. We should make sure that they're part of the village weekly newsletters as well.
Thanks, John. Okay, is there anything else? Public comment. Okay. All right, before adjourning, yes, I will echo the, I agree, did not want the meeting to lag this long either. I'm hoping that January 8th will work for everyone. If not, I'll be more proactive about scheduling that so we can review it in a more timely manner. But I appreciate everyone for making the time and coming today. If there's any other questions, I'll look up some of those items that came up earlier and get that out to everyone. If there's any other questions that come up, please let me know. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you. We'll adjourn at, 6:38.